Hello and welcome to the Arista Wealth Podcast, where we focus on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle, so you can focus on living your dreams. We'll help you navigate through important topics so that you can elevate your life and financial health. Let's get started with your host, Paul Moffitt.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us today on Arista Wealth Podcast. We're super excited to share with you some information and some valuable nuggets that we gathered on May 6th. I'm joined today with Zach Taylor, one of our CFPs. Welcome, Zach.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Paul. We definitely learned a lot at the shareholders meeting, so excited to share this with our viewers.
Yeah, we're super excited to share, and Zach and I are going to have a conversation today on just some things, that, and I don't know about you, Zach, but you know, every time I go back, you just sit there and listen to Warren Buffett, who's 93, and Charlie Munger, who's 99, and you just walk away a different person with a lot more intelligence. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to repeat that for you viewers. Charlie Munger is 99 years old, and he is sharp. He has got a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom that we can learn from.
So listeners, you're really in for a treat today. We're going to try to take you with us on this journey back to Omaha on May 6th of this year when we went back there. We flew in the day before, had some business meetings. What was also very special is, and we didn't time this, we didn't know it, but we just stayed at a simple, basic, publicly traded company that has a hotel chain across the world. And Zach and I were in the lobby coming back from a meeting. We walked in, and I've been in the White House multiple times. I've been on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange multiple times, but there was more security in our lobby of our hotel than at both of those places combined. Would you agree or disagree, Zach?
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite a sight. And we decided we'd just stick around and have a little conversation there and just see who walked in the door.
Yeah. So we walk in and we see all these people with dark suits, male, female, some of them, I mean, just really big people. And I said, Zach, boy, they must have known we were coming back to our hotel for the day. And we were standing there, and I said, "Who's that? Whatever's going on, we're in the right place." And we pulled a hotel employee over, and I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And he said, "Oh," he said, "By what you can see, there's going to be two very important people walking by here for a meeting." And sure enough, Charlie Munger, 99 years old, co-chair of Berkshire Hathaway, was there with all of his family members. And then Bill Gates, we don't condone his behavior, personal behavior, but he was the founder and CEO of Microsoft, a $2.6 trillion company is the market cap, largest shareholder, him and his former wife, Melinda. They were from 3 feet away. What was that like, Zach, for you?
Oh, yeah, that was just incredible to see both of them. And for Charlie just to come by on his wheelchair and say good evening to us and look us right in the eyes face to face, just incredible. And all the things that he shared.
Zach, he came around that corner and he waved to me. He said, "Hey, how are you?" I mean, 99 years old, still going. So that morning we got up early, super early, May 6th, got in our cars and started heading down to downtown Omaha at the CHI Health Center. That's where Creighton University has a great dental school. Many of our clients have gone there for dental work, for dental school, dental training. But we got in there, and just to help you, our listeners understand, Berkshire Hathaway A share is $484,000 to buy one share. And it's a $696 billion market cap. And it's on Saturday morning. They strategically do it Saturday morning because the markets are closed. And it allows the CEOs of American Express, Coca-Cola, Geico, See's Candy, Duracell, NetJets, the list goes on of all of the companies that he owns, or the largest shareholder, and that he owns. All of the CEOs of these business units show up, and it's basically Wall Street on wheels. Wall Street has moved from New York to Omaha, which is why there's just so much security. You know, we'll go back to the hotel. The one gentleman said, this is the most secure place on the whole planet right now. He says there's government agencies that have vehicles out in the parking lot, so on and so forth, because of the wealth of, and then other people that were in the room that we saw, but we don't want to confirm who they are. But so it was just super excited walking that auditorium, the arena, and sit there with 45, probably about 20,000 people were in that arena, and got there. And what was your impression walking in there, Zach?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, just to sit and learn and listen and gather all these things. We got to ask questions. It was like a Q&A type session with Warren and Charlie. And, you know, just to hear their responses on some of these questions. Let's jump right into it, Paul, because I think there's a lot that we want to share with these viewers.
Go right ahead for our listeners today, Zach.
So first question, you know, one thing that we asked is, what do you do to try to balance out your emotions when considering the risk and return of investments in the market? And I really loved their response. It was very simple and straight to the point. Warren said, I can't recall any time when we made an emotional decision. And he looked over, leaned over to Charlie, who was eating See's candy, putting that in his face. Charlie paused for a moment, and Warren said, Charlie, have you ever made an emotional decision? Charlie got close to the mic and he said, no. And that's all he said. And it's as simple as that. When it comes to the stock market, you can't be emotional about it. It is about building your portfolio strategically and not worrying about the debt ceiling, not worrying about COVID, not worrying about all of these crises, this new event that the news is trying to grab your attention. Don't worry about it. The markets continue to project forward and upward, and it's not going to change in the future.
Yeah, I love it, Zach. You're absolutely right. You know, just a couple of other takeaways that I really enjoyed, having been there for about 7 hours, is he said, don't bet against America. You know, he said, we're such a young country. We're only 230 years old, and America, it's a miracle. And he said, you know, don't bet against it. And those that do lose. And he said, America just is a very special place. You know, that was really neat. You know, he also said, if he could be born again, Zach, you'll remember this. He says, I would only want to be born again in the USA.
Yeah. Yeah. That was powerful.
Yeah. That was really neat. One of the things, you know, that Charlie Munger said, Zach, that really jumped out was, he said, we have a lot of good people. And he said, we change managers way less frequently, but he said, we just have really good people. And we are getting better. We are better today than we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and 40 years ago. I mean, it was just really neat. A 99-year-old man saying that we're still trying to get better every day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I really love that. You know, another thing that I really enjoyed from this was they talked about a widespreading problem in the financial planning space, specifically about estate planning. Paul, and I thought this was really interesting. They talked about the failure of parents to prepare their children for wealth. And they gave a little analogy in the question about a football game where the football quarterback is the giver. That's generation one, the parents. The football is the money. And you're throwing this out to your children. And as soon as they catch that football, they don't even know what a football is. You've really set them up for failure. They don't know which way to run. They don't know how to hold their hands. They don't know how to protect themselves from all these people who are trying to tackle them down and take away that football. And so he said, children, they need to understand the will, the trust. And Warren said, before I make any changes, I present that to my children and we discuss it. And he said, if your children first hear the will and the trust, once you've already passed away, you have failed. You want them to understand what this is going on. And just to add another insight into this, I like what they said in their annual shareholders letter. If you want to figure out how to live your life, write your obituary and then reverse engineer it. And, you know, I thought that was a nice touch as well about how to live.
Yeah, for sure, Zach. That was really neat. That really also hit me hard. It was interesting also, just talking on the personal side, you know, Warren Buffett said that when he was born in 1930, there was 2 billion people and now there's 7 billion.
Wow.
And he just said that the world is growing and there's more and more people being born and the world is becoming more populated. And right after that, you know, obviously, you know, you and I were copiously taking notes of the whole thing, but something that really jumped out that I wrote is he said, the road to happiness is to expect less.
Yeah.
He then said, there's some people that are trying to take us over because we have so much cash, you know, to the tune of $130 billion. And he said, yeah, there's some people out there in the social media and that are saying, you know, they're going to try to do a hostile takeover of Berkshire Hathaway because we have so much cash and we like to sit on cash and we're slower than normal to move. He said, they can go do it, but they need $1 trillion to take us over.
Yeah.
I mean, $1 trillion, Zach. I mean, $1 trillion, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot of money. It's just a lot of money. And, the other thing, you know, just to add to that, he says, you know, to your point also, Zach, he said, you know, neither of us are worried about the future. You know, we don't have things to worry about. And, you know, he says, we just play the hands that come along. And that was, you know, we work with a lot of business owners, as you know, Zach, and we help a lot of our business owners and a lot of our listeners are business owners. And, you know, when he said that, he just says, you know, we just play the hand that comes along. And he says, you know, we've been doing this for 58 years. And he said years ago when we first had our shareholder meeting, it was on a Saturday and, you know, we were down in the basement of an insurance building. There were 7 of us. And now, Charlie, look at this. We have an arena filled with our shareholders. And, you know, back to his shareholder annual report that he listed, his first paragraph, he just says, you know, I have the job of managing the savings of a great number of individuals, and they're just really good people. And those were a few thoughts. Any final thoughts that you have, Zach, that you'd like to share with us to summarize our trip to the 2023 Berkshire Hathaway Annual Shareholder Meeting?
You know, just one final thought here, Paul. I really like when Buffett, even at his mature age, said that I have a model in my head of what Berkshire should look like, and I want to provide something that others can't. And Charlie said, you know how smart you are, know the edge of your ability as well. And Warren said that, you know, my 100-year vision is that society is happy that Berkshire exists and not unhappy. And I just want to echo those same things because that's what we do as financial planners. We have a model of what we want your finances to look like. And with you together, we want to mold that model and help you to achieve those financial goals. We share a lot of those same values that Warren Buffett mentioned. And we know the edge of our ability. We know when we need to refer you to an estate attorney for some guidance and to some a tax professional to help you, but we can do a lot and we can definitely help you out with your finances.
Yeah. I love that, Zach. I love it. And, you know, listeners, we just want to say thank you for joining us today. There was a lot of information. We learned a lot. We were very special. It was just very special for us to be able to be so close to the second, third richest investors on the planet. It was just happenstance. But then when we went into the room and just listened to Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett, 58 years, you know, Zach, you'll remember, you know, Charlie said, yeah, we bought a department store down in Texas, San Antonio. He mentioned the street. We went in and we negotiated. After we got the one-page agreement negotiated and signed, we needed an attorney to help draft the document. So we went to the phone book and called, listed out his name, listed out his office address, listed out his secretary's name. And, these are two long-term investors. And, yeah. You know, investing works. The last 2 years, it's been choppy. The Federal Reserve raised rates. The market went down. But they're long-term investors. And that's the most important thing, is to stay long-term. Charlie said there's plenty of opportunities out there. The world changes, but we don't change the type of companies that we like to buy. And he said there's a lot of people doing dumb things, and that creates opportunities. And it's okay to be old-fashioned with your money. It's okay to be conservative. And to, the other thing is they really, really pounded down the importance of being patient. Warren Buffett says, we buy a company, we don't look at it for 10 years. And we buy it knowing that we're going to hold it for a very, very long time. They don't buy a stock to think that they're going to hold it for a month. Or if there's bad news a month later, they don't sell it. They buy an investment and they buy it for the long term. And that was just a lot of intelligence and intellectual comments that were very insightful. Listeners, thank you for joining us on this episode, and we look forward to having you catch us on the next episode.
This episode of the Arista Wealth Podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more advice on your finances, wellness, and lifestyle so you can focus on living your dreams. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.